Welcome to this Hungry Planet podcast. I'm Cleo Darcy.
And I'm Darren Eastburn. In each podcast, we will review a major concept or issue, we'll clarify a possible point of confusion, and we'll provide questions for review. The major concept for this week is the difference between autoecious and heteroecious rust cycles. Yes, believe it or not, plants can actually rust.
Don't you really mean that plants can be infected by rust fungi and develop small rust-colored pustules on their leaves and stems?
Yes, but it's more fun to say that plants can rust. And these diseases did get the name rust because it looks like the plants are rusting, the way that iron metal can rust.
Of all the plant pathogenic organisms, the rust fungi have some of the most complex and interesting disease cycles. You should know by now that some plant disease epidemics are monocyclic, while others are polycyclic, and that some plant pathogenic fungi can produce more than one type of spore. For example, the fungus that causes South American leaf blight of rubber trees produces both ascospores and conidia, and both spores serve a function in the disease cycle. Well, some rust fungi can produce as many as 5 different spore stages, and to further complicate the picture, some of them require the presence of 2 different types of host plants to complete their disease cycles. A rust fungus that produces all 5 spore stages is said to be macrocyclic, literally meaning large-cycled, while those that lack one or more of the 5 possible spore stages are given other names, demicyclic or microcyclic.
A rust fungus that completes all of its life stages on a single kind of host plant is said to be autoecious, which means same house. A rust fungus that produces some of its spore stages on one type of host plant and the other spore stages on a completely different type of host plant is said to be heteroecious, or literally, different houses. And when we say infect 2 different types of host, we do not mean it in the same way that Phytophthora infestans can cause late blight on both potato and tomato plants, because in that scenario, the zoospores and germinating sporangia can infect both tomato leaves and potato leaves, causing disease on both hosts. What we mean when we say that a rust fungus is heteroecious is that some of the spore stages develop on one and only one of the 2 plant hosts, while the other spore stages occur on the second type of host plant. Typically, these host plants are not closely related, as potatoes and tomatoes, both members of the nightshade family, but are very different, such as apple, a flowering plant, and red cedar, a conifer.
The fungus causing stem rust of wheat produces all 5 rust spore stages. Some of these formed on the wheat plant and others formed on the barberry plant. Thus, the stem rust pathogen is said to be a heteroecious macrocyclic rust. It is possible for a macrocyclic rust to be autoecious, producing all 5 spore stages on a single host. The rose rust pathogen is an example of a macrocyclic autoecious rust. The cedar apple rust fungus is an example of a demicyclic heteroecious rust, because while it does require both the apple and the red cedar trees to complete its life cycle, it does not produce uridinia spores. And even simpler, a microcyclic rust will only produce 2 spore stages, teliospores and basidiospores.
This week's point of confusion is the difference between primary and secondary inoculum. In a disease cycle, the structure of the pathogen that infects the plant for the first time in a season is called the primary inoculum. In locations with a temperate climate, the primary inoculum will typically be present in the spring and infect seedlings or plants emerging from dormancy. With a polycyclic disease, there also can be secondary inoculum, which initiates the secondary spread of disease. Secondary spread is the term used to indicate the plant-to-plant spread of a disease that occurs during the growing season. Therefore, secondary inoculum is the structure of the pathogen that is produced on one plant and then travels to and infects another plant, or another part of the same plant, during the same growing season.
For some diseases, the primary and secondary inocula are actually the same pathogen structure. For fire blight of apples, the bacterial cells initiate the disease in the spring, and they also can spread the disease from tree to tree during the growing season. So the bacterial cells act as both primary and secondary inoculum. Likewise, the zoospores of Phytophthora infestans can act as both primary and secondary inocula in the late blight disease cycle.
For other diseases, the primary and secondary sources of inoculum are different pathogen structures. Ergot of rye is a good example of this. In the ergot disease cycle, ascospores are the primary inoculum, initiating the disease in a field, And secondary spread of the disease can occur when conidia formed on newly infected plants spread to and infect other nearby grass plants. So in this disease cycle, ascospores are the primary inoculum and conidia are the secondary inoculum. For stem rust of wheat, asiospores can act as primary inoculum on the wheat plant, while uridiniospores function as secondary inoculum, further spreading the disease from plant to plant.
If you can answer the following questions, congratulations! You have mastered some new terms and some important ideas in plant pathology.
What is the difference between an autoecious and a heterecious rust cycle?
How many different spore stages does a macrocyclic rust produce?
What's the difference between primary and secondary inoculum, and can one pathogen structure ever function as both?
We're Darcy
and Eastburn
for Hungry Planet.